Welcome to Speak of the Week, the new podcast from me, Anne Hurst, also known as the Terrified Writer, and my lovely friend and improv buddy, Tim Merriweather. In Speak of the Week, Tim and I will do just that, chat about what we've been up to in the past 7 days, the highs, the lows, the annoyings, and the joys, and the randoms. We hope you love it, and we hope you stick around. Hello and welcome back to episode 3 of Speak of the Week.
Hi there, the revenge of the week. The weakening.
I'm Anne Hurst, as you've just heard in the trailer.
And Tim Merriweather. Hi, how's it going?
Not trailer, I said trailer. Do you know why? It's because we've just recorded a trailer.
Yeah, you should have said intro.
Intro, in the intro that I recorded ages ago.
Oh, you.
In fact, just did it now.
She's a card.
Fucking hell. Right, so...
Swearing.
Hello, Tim.
Hi, Anne.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too. How's it going?
It's going well. Mm. Now, last time you had a slice of bread, and this week you're enjoying...
Victoria Sponge.
Courtesy of my sister Lynn, who made that.
Do you have any baked goods that aren't created by immediate family members?
No.
Wow.
All my baked goods are created by immediate family.
You're so farm to table.
And you've got other snacks with you as well, which I can hardly bear to look at. You've brought with you what can only be described as, it's like a very thin intestine.
Yeah, I think of it more as a meaty bootlace.
My God.
Yeah. What are they called?
It's a meat stick, but do you know what?
Kamenos.
It's one long, stringy meat stick. It's one long, thin. Imagine a pepperami rolled out even thinner. Like someone's got bored and they're just... You know when you get plasticine, you just roll it.
Making
thinner,
a Play-Doh
thinner,
snake.
Thinner.
Yeah.
It's like that. So it's like a giant, long, red, meaty piece of string. It's
horrible. It'd be fantastic if you wanted to reenact Lady and the Tramp with your dog.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The spaghetti scene.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We won't do that.
No, let's
not. Because I don't eat meat.
No, but you got dogs.
You could definitely do it with the dogs. But guess what?
What?
They're not here.
I noticed. Where are they?
They're at the groomers. I told you, I've got faulty labradoodles.
Faulty labradoodles.
We said that would be the name of our band.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Do you like it as a name?
Answers on a postcard. So, Tim, how was your week? I thought what we might do this week, now that we're 3 weeks in, we might try a bit of structure. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
So, I'd like to know what your highlights of this week have been.
Highlights. I got a mattress protector. I've never had one of them before.
Still on mattresses, then.
They're so comfy. It's a real game changer. And made a ham and lentil soup yesterday. Pretty good. I'm so boring. I used to be really rock and roll, but I'm not anymore.
Also, I noticed something on your social media feed for the big company that we don't like to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Am I allowed to say it?
Sure.
It's changed.
Yeah.
Your status has changed.
It has.
Tim is... drum roll... in a relationship.
What? No. How'd that happen?
Who is the lucky lady?
Oh, it's
I know
who Yana.
It's
Yana.
We knew it was Yana, but I thought I'd, give her a bit of build-up.
But if it was someone new, that'd be like...
what does Yana think about this, then?
Yeah, nice.
She did. Yeah. She was setting the pace, though. So.
It was nice. I met her parents, which was nice.
Wow.
Her mum's from Siberia, and she's really cool. And her stepdad's cool, too. Yeah, but
her stepdad's called?
Cool as well.
Oh, I thought you said her stepdad's called who?
Like the doctor?
Our stepdad's cool too.
Yeah.
Right, cool. Excellent.
Yeah, our mum's a little bit like Red from Orange is the New Black.
Really?
Which is just a sentence about colours.
that really is.
It is. It's weird.
And Red is excellent.
Yeah,
that's exactly what you want a Siberian mum to
she's
be like.
A very... She's just very Siberian, which is cool.
And isn't Yana Latvian?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And multicultural. Stepdad's from Iraq.
Oh, blimey.
I know.
So they really are representing.
Yeah, cultured.
Yay. So that's a very nice thing to happen. So
that's good. And I saw The Joker.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Really, really good. Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix was a tour de force. I'm saying it. I've heard it out there. Yeah. Great film.
I can't wait to see it. I can't believe I'm going to be the last person on the planet to see it, aren't I?
Maybe.
And got to ask, Tim.
Yep.
How was the firefighter taster session?
Oh, it was really good.
Did you get to wear the uniform?
I did get to wear the uniform.
Did you get to hold a big hose?
No, because both of the fire engines were out saving lives and stuff.
You didn't get to go in the fire engine?
No, because they weren't there, because it's like a fire station and they couldn't just keep one back for people to look at because there were fires and stuff. I know, gutted. But I got to try on like the dry land scuba tank and
what
the breathing apparatus.
Oh, the dry land scuba. I had to think a bit.
You know, it's like the opposite of when you go diving, because you're going into hot stuff that's really dry instead of water that's cold.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it was good fun.
Yeah.
So do you think
really
you
nice.
Might? Are you going to apply?
Yeah. So applications start in December.
Cool.
So I'm going to apply for that, and then, if all goes well, hopefully I'll be a fireman by September. But while I'm doing the training and stuff, I'm thinking I might go and work in a prison.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
A local prison.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Otherwise the commute would be dreadful.
It would. It would be terrible.
Yeah.
You'll still come and do this though.
Oh yeah, totally.
Good. But I mean, I know you've got to like have a job in that, but this is quite important.
Oh, yeah, this is important because of all the money we're getting from
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah, all the sponsorship deals.
You've got to keep us in Fabergé eggs and fine smoked salmon.
Exactly. How many Fabergé eggs did we get this week?
6.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know, I used them to make a Fabergé omelette.
Sprinkled with Swarovski crystals.
Yeah, it was inedible. Yeah, so how's your week been going?
My week has been very good, actually.
I'm glad.
The highlight of my week, he just literally shoved half a cake into his mouth. Yeah, so I'm going to make you, so shall I speak now for a while then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea.
Can you just tell me what the ingredients are of that? No. Yeah, the highlight of my week was Friday night. I went to see Eddie Izzard.
Future Mayor of London, Eddie Izzard?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
How was he?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the outfits.
Okay, please do.
Okay, so outfit one for part one was a tiny mini kilt and a fitted sort of t-shirt with a black leather biker jacket over the top and
powerful
boots and tights. So it was the proper sort of knee boots. I think it was knee boots or ankles. They weren't tiny, they weren't little shoes. Knee boots and proper that sort of mini look, mini skirt look.
Did it have a sporran?
No, it didn't have a sporran.
I think that might have just been a pleated tartan skirt.
Yeah, it was, but it's like, you know, when I remember wearing exactly that sort of kilt when I was a young teenager. And of course Eddie Izzard is a 56-year-old man, woman, trans.
You're not 56.
I'm not 56.
No.
But, you know, he rocked it.
I bet he did.
He looked amazing, and I loved him. So that was, and
good
the
set
show
of pins on that man.
He's got a great set of pins.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, the sort of the body and clothes issue aside, the show was excellent. It's wunderbar. It's called Wunderbar.
Uh-huh.
And he's only performing until, like, the next couple of weeks, and then he's given it all up for politics. I know.
I want to go see
it. It's so sad. I didn't even realise this. I hadn't realised this when I booked the tickets, and I could only when I booked it, I booked it back in whenever, and I was going to get a ticket for me and whoever else wanted to come, And there was one seat in the Palladium. One seat. So I booked it and thought, well, I'll just have to go. And do you know what? I sat in there and there were three empty seats next to me.
Bastards.
Aye, that's what I thought. But it's like, because this is his last show, it was a proper, it did feel a bit like a swan song because he sort of had, it was like a little roundup. He had little callbacks to other things he'd done.
Did he do his set in French? I love his set
in French. He did quite a bit of French. It was very funny. And then second half, he came on in a tailored jacket with tailored shorts, sort of tailored hot pants, fishnets and stilettos. Damn, just looked great.
I'm imagining a action transvestite version of Angus from AC/DC.
Yeah, but way more pretty facially.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I'll go with that.
And fewer guitars, like one fewer guitar.
Yeah.
No guitars.
No.
The shorts are
sans guitar.
Sans guitar. He let his sans guitar.
All right.
And get that. And his shorts are very short. But were it was they? Great. And then I did something that I've never done in my life. Did you swoon? I didn't swoon. Well, very close. I stage doored him. I did. I waited outside. Because the exit that I came out of on the Palladium, I came out this side exit and I thought, oh, I don't know where. Oh, I'm on Great Marlborough Street. Oh, there's the stage door. And I was on my own and I didn't have to be anywhere. And I thought, well, why not? So I just hung around. And,
wait, so you hung around in a dark alley in London?
Yeah.
On your own?
No, there's about five other people.
All right, cool, because that would be dangerous.
That was. It's not really an alley either. Great Marlborough Street, it's proper opposite.
It's more of a street, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a proper street.
All right.
But this is how rubbish I am. Standing there, and the door opens, and I'm looking out for Eddie Izzard. I'm sort of peering over everyone's heads. And all the people around me were going, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I'm like, where? I can't see him. I can't see him. Where? And it was Judy Dench just walked past me.
No way!
Yes! And I went, oh, and she was halfway down the street before I realised. And then, happened again, the door opened and they're all going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I was going, where? I can't see him, I can't see him. And before I realised it, Dawn French, halfway down the street before I recognised
her.
Wow. No. And she's about the size of a tiny pixie.
Is she very small now?
Yeah, she's so tiny.
But
she makes me always look quite lanky.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's
she's
nice.
Titchy. She's a teeny tiny little thing.
Has she got all very thin now?
No, not really.
Oh, good. Because
she just looks. Quite... She's not like. Yeah. She's very small. She is petite, but she's not skinny.
Oh.
She's lovely. I actually saw her in. I took the kids. Last year, me and my sister and her grown-up kids went. We all went to see Snow White with Dawn French in it.
Oh, I thought you meant you went with her.
Oh no, not with her. No, we went to see her. But anyway, so that was my sort of star-studded Friday night. But then Eddie Izzard did come out, and I did actually say hello to him, and he did take his picture with me. I said, can I have a picture? And he went, yeah, and he took my phone and he did take the picture.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
I know, shall I show you?
Yes, please.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited about it. And because I'm reading his book, because I'm doing this stand-up in a couple of weeks,
yeah.
I had my book and so he signed it.
Oh, that's magnificent.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I could not have a broader grin on my face.
Aww.
Isn't it nice?
That's really nice.
Yeah. And I haven't shared it on social media.
I like that he's sort of taking it at a Dutch angle as well.
I know, I like that.
Yeah, it's classy.
I like that too, yeah. So that was really good. So that has to be the highlight of probably this half of this year.
Yeah.
If not, definitely the last 7 days.
That's brilliant.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
And I was bragging about a lentil soup.
Tim, your lentil soup sounds ace.
Yeah.
If it didn't have ham in it, I would have eaten it.
Well, I'll make you some soup.
Would you?
I'll do you a nice soup. I'll bring something over. We can have a little dinner party next time we're doing a podcast.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah. Then we can move on from just a slice of cake interspersed with a meat stick.
Yeah.
Or meat rope. Mm-hmm. You've got. It is a meat rope. Oh, you've just shoved another bit of cake in.
I haven't.
So then, on Saturday...
Hurtful liars.
I'll tell you what I did on Saturday, which was another highlight, which I thought we could maybe mess around with. I went to a workshop, an improv workshop, with Hoopla. Hoopla.
Hoopla.
Hoopla. Yeah. So Hoopla, London improv company.
How was it?
It was really fun. 4.5 hours. It's quite intense. But it was good. Lots of scenes. We did loads of scenes and met some really interesting people. Oh, including a guy, you are going to love this, Tim. A guy who not only was a zookeeper at London Zoo, he looked after the penguins.
No way.
That was his job.
That's... And why is he not doing that anymore?
That's what I said. He's an actor.
What did he do?
But shall I tell you what this is an interesting fact. So this is my interesting fact of the week. We need a jingle for that.
Yeah. Interesting fact of the week.
Interesting fact of the week. Okay. So this is my interesting fact of the week. The zookeepers at London Zoo who look after the penguins, all of the penguins are, first of all, they all have names. Secondly, they all have their favourite zookeeper. And so the zookeepers have a certain penguin or more that will only ever follow them around. How cute is that?
That is cute.
Imagine having your own penguin. I mean, that would just be mad. I would absolutely, anybody out there who's got a spare penguin. What was he called? She was called his penguin. The one that really loved him was called Grotty.
Oh.
She's named after somebody called Greta. So they changed it to Grotty. But I thought that was lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I met an actor who used to be a zookeeper who used to look after penguins.
Wow.
And bizarrely, another person on the course knew somebody else who worked at the zoo who looked after gorillas. But I think he's now moved to reptiles.
What did he do?
I don't know, but those gorillas just do not trust him anymore.
No.
And what he did.
See, if you're going to do something to a gorilla, you have to be very sure of yourself, I'm guessing.
I think you do. I think you've got to be super confident.
Yeah, you've got to have planned that out.
That is...
Maybe they just found the notebook of his plans.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because they're very clever.
They are.
Yeah.
I meant the other zookeepers.
So did I! Oh, no! Don't you think it's better though that the gorillas found here, Bob? You know what Brian's planning? I don't believe this, mate. Oh my god, we've got to get rid of him.
Yeah. Don't trust the bananas.
No, don't eat them. Don't eat them, Mike. Don't eat them. You don't know where they've been.
Oh, no.
Quick, send him over to snakes.
Yeah.
We'll get him fired from here. We'll get him transferred to snakes.
Yeah.
Sid the cobra, he'll deal with him.
Yeah.
Don't know what he's done with Sid. Glad I haven't named this guy. So, that was a fun day of improvisation.
Sounds it.
Yeah. So that was quite a week.
Mm.
Yeah. And then we came here.
Yeah. Which we're right now.
We are.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey. So, anything else happening? We thought we might do a confession. Have you got anything to confess this week? And also, so anything that's pissed you off?
Didn't I send you some things that pissed me off?
Yeah, you did.
Ah, shit.
Oh, don't worry about that. Yeah, you did. Right. You did. What did you tell me?
I don't know. I'm going to have a look.
Can I tell you what's pissed me off today?
Please do while I'm looking.
My dishwasher. So, first of all, right, I had to... You know, you rinsed... Well, first of all, it was like scrape the bits off before you put them in the dishwasher. Otherwise, the dishes won't get clean.
You've got to wash up 90% before you
dishwash. Tell me about it. Right. So, first of all, I was scraping bits. Then I was... Okay, maybe I have to rinse them a little bit more. Now, basically, I have to full on do the washing up before I put my stuff in the dishwasher. And even then, I just washed 4 wine glasses with washing up liquid and hot water. God knows why I put them back in the dishwasher, but I did. And they came out dirty. What's that all about? Who do I need to get in? Don't get that angry, Tim. I'll sort it, okay? Just flung his phone across the room.
Wait, what were we talking about?
Dishwasher. Do I get a plumber or do I get a dishwasher engineer? Will the dishwasher engineer not just say, oh, your pipes are all clogged?
I think a plumber's going to be far more versatile than a dishwasher engineer.
If anyone knows, can you email, please?
Do you want me to have a look at it?
Yeah, can you do it?
I used to have to clean out the dishwasher when I worked in kitchens.
Well, properly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've cleaned out the filter and everything.
Tell you what, we'll have a little look and then we'll talk about it next week.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we can do stuff.
Well, you can stay and do that while I go and get the dogs.
All right, fine.
Yeah, because I've got to go and get the dogs.
All right, so my bugbear is, you know when you're on that big website that we don't like to talk about?
Yes, the social media platform.
Scrolling through stuff.
Yes, which I have an issue with at the moment. Yeah.
You know when someone puts up a GIF?
Oh, yeah.
And you've got to press on it to make it do something, and then it sends you to another website. Oh, that. How dare you?
How very dare you?
How mostly dare you?
Yeah. Like, just a GIF, I think it's pronounced GIF.
Is it?
On Succession it is. And I think it's because the guy that invented it was like, liked bathroom cleaner or something.
Oh, Jif Gibbonhall.
Jif Jiffingson.
Yeah.
That's his name. Wow. Jifty Jifson.
Well.
But anyway, you Jif, GIF, whatever.
Yeah.
You should just be able to like look at your device and for the Jif, GIF to just play.
Yeah, absolutely.
How dare it make you go to another website, which then
has to
load.
Never used to do that, did it?
And it has to load, doesn't it? And you don't need that. You don't need that shit in your life, Tim.
No, all I want to do is watch a cat dressed as a robot, or like, it's mostly cats.
Or like a dog hugging a duck.
Oh, or a dog playing a piano while a child dances.
Oh, I've got the best one for you as well, which is, so someone's put House of Pain, Jump Around, and there's a dog trying to get over a little barrier, a tiny little white dog, which looks like it's headbanging to House of Pain.
Nice.
It is the best thing in the world.
Oh, I
ever.
Have to see that.
I'll send it to you after this.
I really, really like the, I don't think it's a GIF. I think it's a meme or meme.
A meme. Or la meme.
Yeah. Of a really upset lady pointing at something, trying to pronounce it, and then a cat at a dinner table telling her how it's actually pronounced.
Yes, I like that.
I really like those, and I feel like they're everywhere at the moment.
What do we call them? I mean, the kids call them memes, obviously, but I think la meme.
La meme.
It means same. La meme chose.
Yeah.
The same thing in French.
Whoa.
Oui, je parle en français.
Zut alors.
Un mange tout.
Côte de bœuf.
Tu as mange tout. You have eaten everything.
Yeah. I have.
You eat everything. I think I did it in the present tense.
I love a mange.
Yeah. I love two.
Cheeky prat.
Yeah. That's a bit of a bugbear. The Jif GIF.
Yeah.
Mr. Jif. Bathroom cleaners and funny little films on the internet.
And tiny bottles of lemon juice.
That is.
That look like lemons.
Yes. That's a diverse career, isn't it?
It is.
They've had.
Yeah.
Whoever it is. Brian Jif. Or Sandra
Jif. Of the Canterbury Jifs.
Might be Sandra Jif.
Yeah. Ah. That's very woke of you.
It is very awoken of me.
Yes, it has.
It has unsleeped me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love what the word represents, but grammatically it's like nails down a chalkboard, isn't it?
Yep. I can't bear the word as a I absolutely embrace everything it represents, but I cannot bear the term.
No,
why does it have to be such a wanky term? Because it doesn't grammatically scan in any way.
No.
Like you say, it's like pins in your brain.
Although, maybe that's intentional, because the cognitive dissonance of the word makes you hold on to it a little bit tighter.
Yeah, and then makes you want to pull your eyeballs out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everyone suffered throughout history.
Exactly. So why shouldn't
you.
We? And me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woke. Woke. I am woke.
Yeah.
I am shook. A lot of people say that as well now, don't they?
Yeah.
I am shook. It's like a... I quite like that, though, in a way.
Really?
You know, sometimes. A bit wanky, though.
Surely it should be, I have been shook.
I've been shaken, not stirred.
Ah.
That was so poor.
Oh, yeah.
That was really poor.
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Did you get who I was being?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see? I'm just looking through my notes now. Check me, I've got notes now.
Wow.
Yeah, confession. We haven't done a confession. I confess that, right, there he goes, with his meat rope. How is it? Can you
really
just describe
nice.
It?
It's meant to be spicy, but it's not spicy. And it's basically like, if you chewed rubber, and it sort of turned into oil and meat in your mouth. It's an acquired taste that I've acquired.
Yeah, that's not making me want to try it.
You're a vegetarian.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And something that turns to oil and meat while I'm chewing it doesn't really appeal.
Yeah, I think I'm descended from Eskimos.
Makes me feel a little bilious, if I'm quite honest with you.
Bilious is a great word.
Isn't it?
And a wonderful child's name.
Yes, it is. Bilious.
Bilious Fog.
Hey, do you want to do some improv?
Yeah.
Okay, so should we do a little practice of...
Hasn't this all been improv?
Well, yeah, it has, but we haven't made anything up
should
yet.
Should we continue to
should
do
we continue
some improv?
To improvise? No, Tim. Remember, this is scripted.
Oh, shit.
Remember how...
Line! Oh, wait, there's no one else here.
Remember how scripted and remember the hybrid production values of this podcast.
Well,
we're gonna just switch it up a little bit and try something different by making some shit up.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, we're currently standing on a very large sheet of glass. Suspended over a clear pond. It's beautiful here.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really, I love the view.
Yeah.
I thought we could just finish off with a little quick extraordinary ordinary. Do you fancy that?
Yes.
So we are going to be unusual objects in a usual setting.
Oh.
What should we be? This is just a little practice that we did at the weekend. And we do quite often anyway. And it's just quite fun.
Hmm.
So, because it's not random, listener. We met at improv.
We did.
So, and Tim hasn't been for a while, and so we thought we might just like to have a play.
Reasons. Yeah.
Oh, look at that over there. Let's not talk about that.
What's like that? Oh, a lamp.
What would you... Should we be lamps?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And the subject that we are going to discuss is... What?
Eugenics.
Oh, Jesus, can it be something I know?
All right. Cakes.
Cakes. Okay, cakes. So we are lamps and we're going to talk about cakes. And 3, 2, 1, scene. All right?
All right.
Yeah. I made a cake.
How?
I just went in the kitchen and made a cake.
But you're a lamp. Like, did you sort of hop like the Pixar thing?
I am an angle poise lamp.
Ah.
Yeah. I can bend.
Truly the most highly evolved of our species.
Exactly. So anyway,
right.
My
yeah,
point
sorry.
Is, no, never mind the how and the where and the why. Do you want to try it?
Yes, please.
Yeah? It's a fruitcake.
Oh.
How are you? Oh, you're not allergic to nuts, are you?
No.
Definitely.
Has it got glacé cherries in it?
It's got some on the top in a special arrangement.
Gotta say cherries.
Oh no, why not?
E numbers.
Oh shit, I forgot about that.
I'll be bouncing off the walls.
Okay, well, we could turn your dimmer switch down and calm you down a little bit.
That's all right. I brought some Rivita from home.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm going to feel bad eating this on my own.
All right,
should I take them off?
Pick them off, yeah. Okay. If you pick
but
them off.
But you're definitely not allergic to nuts. I'm only asking because, you know, Cyril, the uplighter next door.
Oh, yeah.
In the hall. He's just greedy, and I gave him some, and he is allergic, and he blew halfway off the wall. He literally exploded before my very eyes.
No.
He did. So I'm not don't want to take responsibility for anything like that again, okay?
No, it's fine.
You
I've
sure?
got a fresh bulb.
Cool. All right.
Right.
There you go then. I picked them off.
Thanks. It's nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I tell you what, if you like that, next week I can make a different one. I just really like baking.
Ah, oh, that's nice.
I find it really relaxing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, that would be lovely. How are you at pies?
Oh, short crust or hot water crust?
Short crust.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. It's just I can't bear the smell of a hot water crust when it's cooking.
No, obviously. I mean...
Who does?
Yeah.
It's rank.
I mean, I do like the jelly inside of them. But that's about the only bit I'm into.
Okay, well, should I...
Could you just do me a sheet of aspic?
Oh, yeah, that's not... Yeah, okay. I'll stick it in a tray for you.
Oh, great, thanks.
Yeah? Oh, that's... Someone's coming home. We're on the app. Oh. Someone's going to switch us on in a minute.
Oh, let's just go back to standing still, shall we?
Yeah. Anyway, it's great to see you.
Oh, you too.
Looking well.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. It's a new shade.
No, it's really nice. Because that other one was a bit raggy.
It was.
No, it looks good on you. It does. Thanks. Orange suits you.
Oh.
I better get back. But did you say, do you want meat in the pie? Because I know you like, do you want chicken, mushroom? Yeah?
Dealer's choice.
Oh, great. I'll just use my imagination. Oh, I got some ideas off Bake Off.
Imagination pie.
Oh, anyway, see you next week, yeah?
All right, bye.
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 And scene. There you go, Tim. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, improv's basically year 9 drama warm-ups.
Yes. That's a really great description.
It is.
Right, well, we're going to have to wrap because I have to go. I'm not even joking. I have to go and pick up the dogs.
She does. And then put them down again and then pick them up and then put them down. She's trying to develop OCD.
Doing really, really well.
She is. Really, really, really well.
Really, really, really well. You should see how shiny the taps are in the bathroom today. Listen, Tim, this has been great fun.
Thanks.
Hasn't it?
Yeah. I feel like you're politely asking me to leave your house.
No, you're not going to. You're going to go look at my dishwasher.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So you can have another cup of tea if you want.
Right.
Get
so,
in. Will I see you in... I mean, I'll see you straight after this, actually. But back next week?
Yeah.
Same time.
Excellent.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Yeah, and tuning out.
And don't forget, if you if you just want to get in touch with either of us, we're both on the socials, aren't we?
Yes.
What are you on Instagram, Tim?
Tim Merry, Instagram.
Or anything.
Oh, on Instagram, I am Merryweather Tim.
Oh.
But I need to post more.
And where else? What's your preferred social media platform of choice? Oh, the horrible one that we don't talk about. The one that sounds a bit like the top of your head, but the front of it.
Yeah.
And something you might read.
Yeah, or like a place cook.
A bit like that.
Yeah.
Smash book. oh, gosh.
I'm under Tim Merriweather.
Okay. Find me on Twitter at Anne Hurst or on the Insta at the
And you can find me on Twitter as well once Anne teaches me how to use Twitter.
And do email if you fancy it. At the minute, we've got anne@theterrifiedwriter.com, but we are low budget. And Tim has made an executive decision today. He's decided that we need to have our own email address for Speak of the Week. That is work in progress.
It is.
So watch this space. But at the moment...
anne@theterrifiedwriter.com.
Thank you very much. Speak to you soon.
Bye.
thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review it. I know everyone says that, don't they? If you want to get in touch, the email is still ann@theterrifiedwriter.com. You can find Tim on social media. He's Tim Merriweather. And I'm Ann Hurst on Twitter and The Terrified Writer pretty much everywhere else. It's been great talking to you. Until next time, bye.